Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Progressing Recruiters Lives Everywhere podcast presented by Amoria Bond. I'm your host Alina Ferrante, management consultant at Amoria Bond, and today we are exploring the exciting topic of career growth and development opportunities in recruitment. Joining me today is my colleague Christoph Schäfer, executive management consultant here in Cologne at Amoria Bond. Welcome, Christoph.
Thank you, Alina. It's great to be here and share our insights on career growth and development in recruitment.
Yes, and let's just start by exploring the career progression plan for recruiters at Amoria Bond. Could you maybe share some insights into how recruiters can advance in their careers and what opportunities are available for growth within our organization?
Yes, definitely. The great thing with Amoria Bond is that there is a clear progression framework. It's called 10 Steps to the Top, and every step has clear goals, which brings you to the next promotion. It's very transparent and very fair for everybody. We also have ongoing training and development with topics which are specifically necessary for yourself to develop your skills where it's necessary. And we also have a very complex learning management system, which explains the basic of recruitment and delivers also advanced training to experienced recruiters. And in addition to that, we also hired some in-house trainers. We join external training sessions for industry experts to develop our skills furthermore. And we also have a strong mentorship program and very flat hierarchies. So also my boss is a friend of mine, and I can talk very open to him when I have problems and when I want to learn new skills. And he's quite open for feedback in both directions. And there is also a great chance to progress in more senior roles on the one hand, or in leadership roles when you demonstrate the success and gain more experience. So for my example, when I talk a little bit about my path, I started with Amoria Bond as a trainee more than 6 years ago, and had already after 2 months my first successes. And I just followed this model, which I was told. I listened to what my mentor said, and I hit my KPIs always. And so after 6 months, I already was promoted for the first time. And 3 months later, I already was promoted to senior consultant by finishing the first year as the best newcomer worldwide in the business. So that was a quite big success for me, which motivated me furthermore. And in my second year, I already started to do my leadership position and hired my first trainees for my team, which included also you, as you might know. And now after 5 years in this dual role with the leadership and the billing role, I decided to come back to the 100% billing role because that gives me the greatest success feelings when I see that I deliver extraordinary service to my clients and get their projects done in the end. And also now I am by far not perfect, probably. I still can learn a lot and try to develop myself further and bring myself to another level. I try to dig deeper into the sales strategy. I try to dig deeper into key account building to bring our business on the next level. So that's my strategic plan for the next years. I think you are also somebody who has experienced a significant career growth within Amoria Bond as well. Could you also share some insights, some examples, how effective career growth and development worked for you in the past?
Yes, first of all, really impressive again to hear what your story was. And I have to admit that I have quite the same story, if I can say it like that. I started also as a working student, and then year after year, I developed into also a leadership role, which I quit again. And now I'm back on the 100% sales part, as you are. And for the development opportunities that we have, I also can agree that having a great mentor is really good to have. And in this case, you were mine. So thank you also for that. It was quite effective to have someone by my side that I can ask all the time when I'm not sure about something, and get also always quick responses on questions that I have. And with that, you can also make sure you have a great teamwork and you have also fun in your daily work. And what is also really effective is maybe to learn something about personal development, for example, for staying resilient, or also with the sales skills. We have, for example, also the book club where you can choose every month a special sales book, or with something about personal development that makes you even better in your daily work. And also with the external trainers helped me a lot on the way. For me personally, I have to say I'm always highly motivated also to hit the incentives we had have at Amore Bond, and yet for the for getting recognition, for example, we have the, also the red carpet or the Hall of Fame records on and the league tables where you can compete with other team members, and this was also very motivating and helped me grow my business and yeah follow the process all the time. But back to you, maybe. Which advice would you maybe offer for early career recruiters who are looking to accelerate their career growth and development in the recruitment industry?
Yeah, good question. There are definitely some tips which I can give. Definitely, you have to focus on continuous learning and improvement. So you shouldn't quit after the first month and say, okay, now I know everything. Now I can do it by myself. You always have to be open to develop yourself to the next level and to grow further. So that's the first hint in my eyes. You also should take advantage of the training programs and mentorship opportunities which are offered by the organization to develop your skills and expertise. Because when somebody looks with different glasses on your skills, he maybe sees things which you are not aware of and can give you a constructive feedback, which brings you also further. You also should set clear goals for your career achievements. And yeah, so you should proactively seek out opportunities to take new challenges and also new responsibilities. So getting out of your comfort zone, participating also in non-sales programs within your organization, which help you also to develop yourself on a personal level. And in my eyes, a very big step for me was also to create a vision board, which show my goals every day, which remind me every day why I'm doing this job, why I'm doing this to myself, and why I just don't have like a 9-to-5 job or something like that, because I want to be over average, and that's the way at which you can achieve it by the best way, and also hold yourself accountable on the best way. And yeah, definitely you also have to go to networking events. You have to network with other industry professionals, and also seek for the feedback from mentors, other colleagues, which help you guide your career development journey. What do you think? What were some challenges which you had to face during your growth journey at Amore Bond, and how did you overcome them also?
Yeah, so what the problem was in the beginning maybe was balancing the workload and the personal life. In the beginning, where you have to learn a new job and there's so much information, you can maybe get lost sometimes and work longer hours. But I think for me personally, what helped me was to manage that with a good time management and also with yeah time blockers for all your tasks, and then you just stick to it, and in the end, I'm yeah, able to close my notebook on time and have enough time for my personal life. So it all comes down to a good time management. And this is something that Amore Bond is giving you as learning from the beginning on, and that you can just follow, and then everything will work out fine. And also overcoming setbacks and rejections in recruitment is maybe a huge part for someone who starts this career. For me personally, how I overcome it was to just practice positive thinking and don't take anything personally. When I get, for example, a rejection by a client, I always try to understand the reason behind it. And most of the time, the one that is rejecting you, you can totally relate with the reason why they're rejecting you. And so you have to understand it and just yeah, think about that a rejection now doesn't mean it's a re rejection forever. And I always told myself, it's not the question if we work together, but only when we will work together. And this helped me to, yeah, overcome a lot of rejections that I had every day in my, yeah, recruiter's life. And also, and this is something that you just mentioned with the vision board, setting goals and staying focused is really important to, yeah, to stick with this career as a recruiter, because there are a lot of ups, but also a lot of downs, and you always have to know why you're doing it. And I have, maybe you can relate to that, but it's really like a first world problem here. But it's important that you, yeah, always set bigger and bigger goals, because at some point in my career, and I think you had that also, I had the feeling that I, yeah, overachieved everything I ever dreamt of and I ever thought that I could achieve, but I did. And then I was at, yeah, I had this struggle with finding a new goal. What am I working towards now? And so you really have to focus on thinking bigger, like the sky is the limit. Everything you can think of, you can achieve. And in the end, nothing will hold you back, and you can create the life that you always dreamt of. So that's a really cool part of it, of this job. But what I want to know from your side is maybe because you also mentioned the networking that's really important. So how important is it to advance your career in recruitment, and what strategies maybe do you recommend for effective networking within the industry?
Good question. To the first part, it's definitely very important to maintain your network and to also grow it, of course. One opportunity is, for example, to attend industry events or conferences, as we did recently together in Berlin, and which we will do also this year several times. It's also important to join professional networking groups and associations to gain new contacts, also within your industry, also from competitors, just to see their point of view, because they have also very interesting input, which you maybe are not aware of. And you should also use LinkedIn as a digital network instrument, which I tried to do more intense recently, because I just understood how important social media is for this business. And yeah, I definitely try to use that more frequently. And of course, you also have to build and maintain the relationship with your clients, with your candidates, and obviously also with your colleagues to be always up to date. And yeah, when you have this relationship-based approach, when you know what the people's demands are, they come to you proactively, and then you can directly solve their problems because you know to whom you are speaking. And yeah, in the end, you also should offering help to other people and seek out for mentorship opportunities to transfer also your know-how to other people and to help them to have the first successful steps into recruitment. So that's also advice I would give in the end then.
Cool, and I have to say, I saw your last LinkedIn posts. They were really cool. There was a small videos of you giving advice to clients. So if you haven't checked that out, check out Christoph Schäfer's LinkedIn profile, and then you can see what he does there. It's quite cool. So thank you, Christoph, for sharing your valuable insights and experience on career growth and development in recruitment. And to our listeners, we hope you found this discussion informative and inspiring as you pursue your own career aspirations in the recruitment industry. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes, and until next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.